Patient name, Amy McCraw, M-C-C-R-A-W, date of birth 4-14 of 86, date of service 3-17 of 23. This is a 36-year-old female patient. Here being seen today as part of a motor vehicle accident follow-up. The original motor vehicle accident was in December of 2022, approximately 3 months ago. Since that accident, she has been experiencing low back pain and neck pain. She does tell me today that it is somewhat improved. She did finish up a round of physical therapy as well, and she did get some improvement with that. She doesn't offer any feeling of interruption of her activities of daily living. She's able to perform all those functions. She tells me that at certain times, her low back pain will be worse than others. At times when she lies down at night, it is like that. But once again, she does buffer that comment with saying that it has improved somewhat. She is a candidate for continuing with physical therapy, as she did get some relief. She has been on Mobic 15 milligrams daily. We will redo that again today, and then, of course, add a Medrol dose pack as well. I've told her to take it half strength because she does have diabetes. Her last A1C is 7.0. Period to paragraph. Blood pressure 131 over 76, pulse 77, respiration 16, temperature 98.7, oxygenation 98%, current weight 256, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, metformin 500, 2-PO BID, and then glipizide 5 milligrams that she takes on a daily basis, although it is intermittent. She only takes the glipizide 5 milligrams when she sees her blood sugars running at a higher level. I've advised her to monitor her blood sugars while taking the steroid, and that she should, in all likelihood, take that glipizide 5 milligrams on a daily basis while on the steroid pack. Period and paragraph. Medical history, diabetes, surgical history, C-section, appendectomy, right wrist procedure. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, and a paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She is obese. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears within normal limits. Neck soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipodynopathy. There's no palpable mass or tenderness when we palpate the cervical spine as well. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is obese and non-tender, period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan, low back pain and spine along, and pain along the cervical spine. She states it is intermittent. It's an achy pain to the neck greater than the low back, the cervical area, mostly located to the upper trapezius and the sternocleidomastoid muscle in particular. Also on the paralumbar muscle extending down to the bilateral S1 joint region, also discomfort, period, new paragraph. Low back pain, neck pain, somewhat improved. We will refill the Mobic 15 milligrams on a daily basis and add a Medrol dose pack. She will also start physical therapy again. She returns back to clinic in 1 month.